Hello everyone, this is Declan Zisser, and I am interviewing my little sister Zoe Zisser. She is 11 years old and she goes to Meredith, and today. So what's an expectation you have for yourself, or what's multiple expectations that you set for yourself?
That I set for myself? I always try to be not too disappointed when bad things happen.
How do you do that?
By always expecting the worst.
Do you think that's like a, not necessarily bad, but a wrong way to look at things?
Well, I feel like if I'm always expecting the worst, then it doesn't feel so bad if it happens, and then if it doesn't happen, then I feel a lot better than if I was expecting the best.
Isn't it better to be like hopeful and happy?
I'm always hopeful and happy, it's just that I'm always kind of expecting the worst.
But like let's say you're expecting the worst and then it happens, like it still happens no matter what, and it's still gonna hurt as much.
It's not gonna hurt as much as if you were hopeful about it.
By a whole lot or even a little bit?
Whole lot. Because when I thought I was gonna get Amber in my school play, and I heard my friend say that I was gonna be it because her sister saw it, the paper on the teacher's desk. Mm-hmm. Saying that I was gonna be Amber, so she told me that, and I got really, really excited, and I got really, really happy about it. Mm-hmm. But then when I got the letter saying that I wasn't, I felt really sick to my stomach, and it was terrible.
Well, I mean, let's say you're expecting something to happen, and you're really hopeful, and you're looking up like, you know what, I'm happy, I'm hopeful, I think it's gonna happen, and it does happen. How do you think that would feel compared to not thinking it would happen?
I'm sure, like, exciting is different than being upset. I feel like you can be excited, and then you can be super excited, and you can be super excited if you're not, like, totally expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why surprise parties are more fun.
That's a great point. That's a very great comparison and an analogy to expectations for life. But do you think you'd be a more happy person if you expected
If I expected good things? Everything?
Well, no, I mean, expecting the real.
The real isn't sometimes happy.
Yeah, but let's just say you always expect the best to happen.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd be disappointed over and over again.
But do you think there's more disappointment than happiness?
Depends what the scenario is.
Scenario.
Potato, right. Potato.
Very good analogy. All right. Well, I really appreciated talking to you today.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Zoe Zisser.
Mm-hmm.
This was a good interview, so go have a good day.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, guys. For my second interview, I have with me Luke Risher. A sophomore at SLA. He's very creative and a motivated student. So, how are you?
I'm all right today.
It's good. It's early in the morning.
It is kind of early, but, you know.
Yeah, so my first question is, like, the beginning of your journey at SLA. So, when you came to SLA on the first day, what expectations do you think were set for you as a student?
Administrators or
like your advisor, principal, teachers.
I think that they set high expectations. I think that's kind of what the school is. I think that this is a school of high expectations, which is why it's, you know, competitive to get in, and why it's one of the best schools in Philadelphia. But yeah, I definitely think, like, even from the first day, it was like, this looks good on your college application, and, you know, maybe you want to think about taking this over the summer. So they were high expectations, but I think there was definitely a reason behind them.
Did you meet these expectations?
Well, I haven't graduated yet, so I guess not yet. I think I'm, but I think I'm doing pretty well in school. I think I've met most of my academic expectations. You know, I could do better. Mm-hmm. I could do a lot worse. So I'll definitely, just because I have met some expectations doesn't mean I, kind of like what I said, like I haven't graduated yet, so I have to keep on meeting expectations until I've graduated, basically.
Yeah, so I asked you about how SLA sets expectations for you. As an SLA student, what expectations do you have for yourself?
Well, I want good grades, you know. I try to get all A's. Normally, I have a couple B's. But, so as far as grades, like, I want high grades. But then as a student, I want to get as much as possible out of these classes, because, you know, these teachers are really, a lot of them are really smart, knowledgeable people that are good at what they do. So I really try to get as much learning, just for the sake of learning and knowledge, out of the school as possible. And I try to contribute to the community, you know, not as a SLA student, but as a SLA community member. I try to contribute, and I, so I have, like, the, what will actually be on my report card, you know, what I actually gain and what I can give back. I think those are the three main expectations I set for myself.
Yeah. So did you, really have to push yourself to, like, achieve these expectations?
Definitely there's times when I have to push myself, you know, like, for example, right now I'm doing the science fair, the Carver Science Fair. It's actually today, and last week, really, Mr. Best said, yeah, so the science fair is in a week, and, you know, I've been doing some stuff, but I was unaware of that deadline, so, there's definitely times where large projects, and this is kind of academic but also extra credit, where large projects need to be completed quickly. So last week, you know, I had to push myself. I was up till probably 11 most nights collecting test results and doing write-ups on the tests and, you know, coordinating what tests we do the next day. And it was like, I definitely had to push myself, but it wasn't something that was impossible.
Yeah. So, as an sophomore at SLA, so you're not a freshman anymore, you're not new to the school, and you know the school pretty well at this point, what's an expectation do you have for other students here at SLA?
As other students, an expectation? Well, I just expect everyone here to not want to be here, because some people don't want to be here, but everyone here to give their best to our community that they can, because a lot of people want to be here. I think that everyone in some sense or another some days wants to be here, and I think that sometimes we let the workload or the pettiness of different classes get to us. And I think that's something that's not necessarily our fault, but it's a fact. So I expect people to be kind of dedicated to what they do. And I would like people to be academically, you know, in challenging themselves and pushing themselves, and I think people do.
Yeah. What's the time when someone really met the expectation you set for other students, and what's the time when someone kind of let down these expectations, if you don't mind sharing?
I think that I think since we're a project-based school, it's group projects are kind of what I'll be addressing, which has some interesting dynamics that's not always necessarily about your dedication or something. Like, some people just have stage fright when they're presenting or something. But I think one time, just 2 weeks ago, or maybe last week, I don't know. You don't know time here at SLA. There was a giant biochemistry project that we had to do, and it was an animation, and we had to teach ourselves to very complex processes, cellular respiration and photosynthesis, and then animate them and narrate them. It was a very challenging project, and I saw Jared Bauer step up with me to do a lot of the research, a lot of the writing. And I think that's something that happens in group projects. Like, Kat was sick, and Fody didn't really understand the content, which you can't blame him, because, you know, he never learned it in class. But I saw Jared step up then, and then I'm just going to speak for myself. One time that I did not meet expectations was pretty much every geometry or algebra benchmark I've ever done, because lots of times it's like a compilation of busy work with no real I just kind of feel like it's the same steps as a test, just framed differently. So that's one time I have not met my expectations, and I still push myself to try to meet those.
All right, well, thank you for the interview. You had some really great answers, and they're very compelling. So thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Hey, everyone. That was my expectation podcast. I'd really like to thank my little sister, Zoe Zister, for being willing to be interviewed about expectations in her life. And I'd really like to thank Luke Richer for giving a really good in-depth perspective into the expectations SLA sets and expectations students SLA set for themselves and for others. And I think that's something that a lot of people pay attention to, especially all the people that come to SLA to check out what our school is like. And more than all of that, I'd just like to thank you guys for listening, and I hope you all have a great day. Bye.